This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. On the occasion of National Youth Day tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the youth will play an important role in making India a developed country by 2047. Addressing a convocation ceremony of IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh today, Mr. Singh said the aspirations, dedication and thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity on the global stage. The Defence Minister called upon the students to take inspiration from the life and ideals of Swami Vivekananda. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has pointed out that transparency and public accountability in conducting examinations and interviews must not only be fair but also be seen as fair. He was speaking in Bengaluru today after inaugurating the 25th National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions. He called for establishing the Public Service Commissions as the sole unified recruitment authority which works with the spirit of convergence between state and central governments. The Vice President wished for a transparent and technological equipped bureaucracy that can work for our vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the Regional Conference on Drug Trafficking and National Security in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and the police across the country have taken action against drugs, which has strengthened the youth and society towards a drug-free future. The Home Minister has also called upon all states to collaborate with the central government in the fight against the drug menace. He also urged the states to promote the Manas helpline amongst their citizens. In Telangana, five youths have lost their lives after drowning while swimming in the Konda Pochamma Sagar Reservoir in Siddipet district. Two others have been saved by locals. All of them, aged between 17 and 20 years, are residents of Hyderabad and had visited the reservoir for a leisurely trip. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm for the next 2 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast the possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of a western disturbance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sain said dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in northern states during early morning and night hours till the 14th of this month. In the Indian Super League, Mohun Bagan defeated East Bengal 1-0, maintaining their unbeaten streak against their arch rivals in Guwahati this evening. Mohun Bagan's Jamie McLaren scored the lone goal of the game. In Malaysia Open Badminton, the Indian pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty faced a defeat against the South Korean duo of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho 10-21, 15-21 in the semi-final of men's doubles in Kuala Lumpur today. In Hockey India League, Hyderabad Tufan secured a dramatic 4-3 shootout victory over Surma Hockey Club after a closely contested match ended 1-1 in regulation time in Rourkela this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.